Welcome to the Instagram stories for Friday, July 17th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill, and this is the weekend edition. Today on the show, a lot of news to talk about. Instagram is expanding translations to more languages. The head of Instagram will catch us up. Additionally, Instagram has added a series feature where you can link videos together, much like what you can do on YouTube with a playlist. This is something I've been asking for a long time. Julia Broom will stop by to explain how it works and what you can do with it. Additionally, the Edits app has some new features. From the YouTube team, we'll get a strategy insight on how to convert Shorts viewers to long-form video viewers and more. All of that, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the Instagram news. If you create content on the platform, you want as many people as possible to be able to consume that content, whether they speak the same language that you do or not. Instagram has expanded language translations. Here's the head of Instagram to give the full list and explain how it works.
We're launching support for 5 more languages with AI translations starting today. So for those of you who don't know, when you post a reel on Instagram, you can turn on translations, and now we support 14 different languages, the new ones being Japanese, Korean, French, German, and Italian. And we translate the video. It sounds like you. It looks like it's you who's speaking it, so we do the lip syncing. And if you add captions, those captions are translated as well. It's a great way to reach people who might not speak the language you speak, but might be interested in what you have to say. So check it out. Let me know what you think.
Okay, continuing with the Instagram news, the team has recently added series. I don't have this option yet, but it's a way to link videos together in a way that makes sense and gives people something to look forward to. To explain the feature and how to use it strategically, here's Julia Broom.
A new Instagram feature just dropped, and it's basically giving your feed a mini TV format, and you are going to love it. So say hello to the new series feature. The new series feature provides a dedicated hub on your profile for your signature series and includes a watch next button, just like you would see if you were watching your favorite TV show on any major streaming platform. So basically, instead of a viewer stumbling across one of your random reels and then leaving your profile, they can now seamlessly binge your content in order, episode after episode. And that is a much bigger deal than it sounds, because this isn't just an organizational feature. This is a retention feature that has the potential to bring you more reach, more views, and more followers. And on top of that, it's a recognizability feature that can help you become the creator that people know because of their signature series. Now let's talk about how you're going to optimize this. I want you to think about your signature series like it's a weekly episode from a TV series. So switch your mindset from "what should I post this week?" to "what's this week's new episode?" Because you want people to know it's coming each week and binge watch it like their show is on. Look, I'm sorry, but a Get Ready With Me series is not going to cut it. So I'm going to pop up unique signature series ideas just to get you started, because your signature series transforms you from someone on the internet to someone recognizable on the internet. And this new Instagram feature has the power to accelerate that. So if you're ready to double down on this, let me know so you can actually take advantage of this feature.
I've thought a lot about this video since I watched it, and I think it's overwhelming to think, oh, I'm already creating all this content. Now I have to create a series on top of that. If you're interested in this, what I would do is look very carefully at the content that you've already created in the past or are currently creating and see how that could fit into a series. I'm willing to bet that you are doing something very close to that already that you could just modify slightly and make it more connective in a way that brings people back on a regular basis for something that they are looking forward to seeing or instantly recognize as something that is cohesive. I will link to this video in the show notes so you can see it for yourself and keep your Instagram app updated for when you have access to the series feature. All right, moving on to the edits news. If you are a person who is really into fonts, you are going to like this. There are plenty of fonts already within the Edits app that you can choose from. Now you can import your own fonts that you found across the web. The Edits team also added the ability to generate lyrics from your selected music and then have them appear as captions, which you can customize the style of. And lastly, you can search for video effects. So you can search for words like blur or fade so you can find the relevant effects quickly and add them to your video. I will link to this post from the @creators account so you can see what all of these things look like. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into a strategy about how to grow your YouTube long form videos by using YouTube Shorts. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's move on to the strategy portion of the episode. This video from the YouTube Creator Insider team explains how to grow your long-form videos by using YouTube Shorts. Julia from the YouTube editorial team gives a few strategies, one of which I really like, and that has to do with linking videos together. Here's the clip.
Want to use Shorts to increase your long-form video views? Here are four strategies to turn research into growth. Here's the thing. Some people only watch Shorts. They may never click on a 10-minute long video, no matter how good it is. Others might watch long-form videos about one topic, but only Shorts about another. Think about it. They might watch a 10-minute tech review, but they only want 1 minute of a new dance trend. And some might watch both, but Shorts are where they're willing to explore. So, if you don't make Shorts, you're never going to reach those audiences. Shorts aren't just a promo tool for your other videos. They're an entry point for bringing entirely new people to your channel. To engage them, here's what you want to do. Create a clear path. Your first job is to make it as easy as possible for a viewer to go from your short to your longer content. You have to build a bridge, and the best tool for the job is the Related Videos button. This is a clickable link you can add to your Shorts that points to any of your other videos, whether that's a short, long-form video, or live stream. To add this link, sign into YouTube Studio. From the left menu, select Content. Click the short you'd like to edit, and then select a related video from your channel. But what you link to matters. You want to match the viewer's intent. Think about why they watch your content in the first place. Did you teach them something? Link to a longer tutorial with more detail. Did you show them a cool product? Link to an in-depth review of it. Did you give them the perfect vibe? Link to where they can get even more of that vibe to love. Give them a reason to click now. A viewer won't click just because you want them to, they'll click because they want to. This is all about your call to action. When you use the related video feature, don't just hope they see it. Create a verbal call to action, like, get the full in-depth tutorial by clicking the link right here. Point at the link so they know where to click, or throw up an image of the thumbnail so they know what they're getting. And remember, if you're clipping content from a long-form video, make sure your short still stands on its own, without needing any extra context. Reward the click immediately. This might be the most important tip. Just like a thumbnail makes a promise that the video intro has to deliver on, so is a short when you use the related video link. When they click on that link, you have to reward them for that click right away. Don't start with a long, unrelated preamble. Don't make them hunt for the information. The very first few seconds of your long video should confirm they made the right choice. Lastly, be the first to experiment. The Shorts player is always evolving, and the creators who grow the fastest are the ones who are willing to test new formats before everyone else. What worked last month might be old news today. Right now, one of the biggest opportunities for experimentation is with vertical live streams. These streams can be discovered directly in the Shorts feed. Viewers scrolling through Shorts can see your broadcast and tap a Watch Live button to jump right into your stream. It's a powerful way to take that new Shorts-only audience we talked about and instantly connect with them in a real-time, interactive environment. They can chat, send super chats, and even become members, all from the Shorts feed. And it's not just live. Be the first to try new AI tools, test new stickers, try new formats, tell new stories. The key is to treat new features as a playground. Not every experiment will work, but the ones that do will give you a massive advantage and help you build a dynamic, growing channel that's always one step ahead. So here's the bottom line. Getting a 30-second view may be easy, but turning that 30-second viewer into a long-term subscriber, that's not a hack, that's a relationship. And relationships don't happen by accident. They happen by design. You now have that design. You have the tools from the related video link to Vertical Live to make that first introduction, to create the curiosity that makes them want to know more, to give them a reason to click and to reward them when they do. Now, go make that connection.
I think all of those suggestions are incredibly on point, but you have to be really strategic in putting together a cohesive strategy about how you want to connect these videos and how they all feed into each other. And also, you have to plan your Shorts so that when you do say, tap this video to see more, the next video actually does that and goes right into it. Like she said, I think this requires planning, but it's worth it and your viewers will appreciate it. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening. Come back on Monday for Mossari Monday, where we break down what the head of Instagram shared on his Ask Me Anything. And if you have not checked out my YouTube channel, please do that. You can find me on YouTube at danielhill.media. You can find the YouTube series that I'm creating that is a video version of this show. Please let me know what you think. Like it, save it, subscribe. I would really appreciate it. As always, thank you for listening and come back next time for more social media news and strategy you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad your post got seen. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you got a post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.